From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack on a crowded Sufi shrine in Baluchistan, Pakistan, that killed at least 45 people and wounded around 100 others. Hundreds of people were present when the explosion occurred at the shrine about 100 kilometers from Khub, a city on the border of neighboring Sindh province. The victims included women and children. Witnesses and doctors feared that the death toll would continue to rise. Hundreds of Sufi devotees gather in large numbers at the shrine every Saturday and Sunday to perform special rituals. A suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan Saturday morning. 4 Americans were killed, 16 Americans and 1 Polish soldier were wounded. A statement from Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the apparent suicide bomber killed 2 American soldiers and 2 American contractors working on the base. Afghan media sources say the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the facility. The bomber was disguised as a laborer at the airbase located north of Kabul. Iraqi security forces faced fierce resistance from Islamic State militants Saturday on the southeastern edge of Mosul, Iraq's second largest city and the jihadis' biggest stronghold. Military sources said troops from the 1st Infantry and 9th Armored Divisions attacked IS militants in the Salam neighborhood. A suicide car bomber attacked Iraqi special forces in the Qadisiyah neighborhood. Gunfire, mortar rounds, and rocket-propelled grenades followed the bombing. This is VOA News.
And I would hope that President Obama and Secretary Clinton would speak to their supporters and directly and say to them, please allow the engines of democracy to work properly for there to be a peaceful transition presidentially, and support this man who already told you on Tuesday night, actually Wednesday morning, when he was declared the victor, he said he'd be the president of all people.
That's Kellyanne Conway, a special advisor to President-elect Donald Trump, responding to the thousands of people who have taken to the streets in protest of Trump's election. That included protesters in New York's Union Square on Saturday, and then they moved into the streets towards Trump Hotel. In Chicago, hundreds of people, including families with small children, chanted, "No hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here." Meanwhile, in Portland, Oregon, police say they have detained 4 men in connection with the shooting of a protester there early Saturday morning. A news release says police believe the 4 are gang members. The man who was shot is recovering and is expected to survive. Security was tight in Paris before a sold-out concert by British superstar Sting at the Bataclan Theater, the site where 90 people were murdered last November during the worst terrorist attacks in French history. Hundreds of meters of barricades, body searches, and scores of armed police greeted those lucky enough to get a ticket. Didier Delalande said he wanted to attend because one of his friends was killed at the Bataclan.
La musique continue, la vie continue. Et encore une fois,
he said, music goes on, life goes on, and this is a mythical stage. Quoi, so I think the emotion will be huge, and I will think of all these victims. I had to be here, almost like a civic duty. A total of 130 people died in a series of attacks last November 13th. The Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility for those attacks. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators gathered at a mass rally in South Korea Saturday to demand the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. Police in Seoul said about 260,000 people demonstrated, which would be the country's largest protest in 3 decades. Organizers claimed they had a 1 million-person turnout. The protest was the latest in a series of protests demanding Park's resignation over a corruption scandal that has crippled her administration. Her longtime friend and spiritual advisor has been arrested and charged with pressuring South Korean businesses to give millions of dollars to foundations controlled by that spiritual advisor. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.